And welcome back to Access Cleveland. We have a wonderful event going on in the community that's coming up very, very soon. So I had to bring in an expert to talk about it. No one knows this ward better than Councilman Jeff Johnson. He's been serving you guys since 2010 and even before that. Mm-hmm. But we want to talk about the Glenville Festival today. How are you doing, Councilman?
Great. Thanks for having me. This is a wonderful studio, brand new.
Thanks. Hey, we appreciate that.
Smells new.
Right. Still got the new car smell.
Exactly.
So tell us about the Glenville Festival.
Well, you know, this is the 36th year. Mm-hmm. It was started back when former Mayor Mike White, was actually councilman. Mm-hmm. And I came on board right around 1981 with Michael and continued it. I followed him up in 84 as councilman. Mm-hmm. So every year since Mike White started it, we have had a festival in Glenville Festival. So this year we're at the Sam Miller Park, which is at East Boulevard in St. Clair. It's right across from the Cleveland Greenhouse.
Okay.
And it's the park over there. It's a place we've had it for the last few years. And we're delighted to have it on August 10th. Mm-hmm. Starting at 12 noon, goes to about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, our parade, we can talk about that. That starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, let's get into that right now, as a matter of fact. What's in store for this year's Glenville Festival?
Well, number one, friends, Houdini.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say freaks that come out at night. But anyone,
our audience knows about that. They were at the Stone Soul picnic last year. Houdini was there. They know.
Well, we're bringing them back. We're bringing them into Glenville this time.
Cool.
Of course, all this is free. Mm-hmm. One of the things about Glenville Festival that our brand is that we have music on multiple stages from 12 to 8.
Okay.
And we have on the Circle stage, for example, we have a gospel showcase. We also have some jazz and R&B on one smaller stage. The big stage is the North Stage. Mm-hmm. We have Lucretia Bolden. Everybody knows Lucretia.
Yes.
And Lucretia, an anointed praise, she calls it. Spirit Plus, 147 Band. Michael Jackson Fashion Show Tribute. We got a number of different things. Then we have a children's stage. This is only the second year we've done this, where we actually have young children up to the age of 12 performing.
Oh, cool.
And we have this little idol, Glenville Idol, we call it, that we're doing for the young people. And, of course, Rockin' Robots. Okay. Kids love that. And we have the Senior World. So there's a lot going on between 12 and 8.
Awesome. Now, the parade. What's, mm-hmm. what's all involved with the parade? When does that start?
Well, we kick it off at 105th and Superior. This has been around for a while, not quite 36 years. It started when I was working with Mike. So it started somewhere in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. We always have bands. We always have local flavor. We start at 10 a.m. on August 10th, and we leave from 105th and Superior, and we go north up 105th Street. Then we turn left and go west down St. Clair all the way to the actual festival site. So from 10 to 12 is the parade. And a lot of fun, you know, a lot of kids. And we try to do that so that we can have a lot of pride for our community.
Right, right, right. Now, you mentioned that the event is free.
Mm-hmm.
And to go along with what you just said, how this event brings pride to the community, let's talk about why this event is so important for the community.
Well, a number of reasons for it. First of all, I'm a believer that you just don't be leaders in this community and just respond to, you know, to the service complaints, that you actually help to develop a higher quality of life. Yep. And part of it is being able to have fun.
Right.
Walk down the street and see Houdini.
Yeah.
Not have to go downtown, spend money down there. I mean, and see local bands. And actually, you know, this is the festival that LaVert, before they became, you know, well known, was playing in there. Bones Thugs and Harmony played there before,
right,
they got big. So Glenville Festival has always been a showcase for Cleveland talent. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it. We also are giving out 5 scholarships. We've been doing that every year to a graduating senior going to college, $1,000 scholarship to help pay for books. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we've identified those 5 young people as well, 1 from Collinwood, 4 from Glenville High School. And so we're very we're very happy to be able to do that as well. So those are the kind of combination. And, of course, we also have vendors, mm-hmm. 150 booths, from fried chicken to ribs, mm-hmm. to information about foster care. You know, it ranges based on that.
That's definitely, it's a great event. Now, mm-hmm. how can our listeners get more information about the Glenville Festival?
Well, they can call 216-761-5151, 216-761-5151, or they can go to the Glenville Festival website. If they just type in Glenville Festival 2013, they'll get the website. They can download vendor information. application. They can download information about the parade if you want to be in the parade. Or they can just find out who's going to be on what stage.
Okay.
All that's available online as well.
Awesome, awesome. So once again, the Glenville Festival going down August 10th. The parade starts at 10 a.m. to 12, and then the festival itself goes from 12 to 8. It's free of charge. If you're in the Glenville area or anywhere in the city, come on out, have some fun. It's going to be a good time, and see Houdini.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they do.
I know, that's right. Can I mention really quickly, we have great sponsors. Kevin Conwell, Councilman Kevin Conwell is a co-sponsor as well, along with me.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dave Supermarket. We have the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer Board, Shagler Drug, Key Bank, you know, Third Federal. We just want to shout out and thank all of our, of course, Radio One as well. And we just want to give out the love for those who are spending the money to allow us to do this.
Absolutely. All right. Once again, Councilman Jeff Johnson, thanks so much for your time
thank
and for
you.
Your service to Ward 8. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.